Now, none of that. If you start making a noise, your mother will hear it. And you know what a fright might do to her. Understood?
Understood.
That's better.
But she's gone, Uncle Andrew. She disappeared. Right in front of my eyes.
I know, I know. It is a shock when you first see someone vanish. Why, it even gave me a turn when the guinea pig did it the other night.
Was that when you yelled?
Oh, you heard that, did you? I hope you haven't been spying on me.
No, I haven't. But what's happened to Polly?
Congratulate me, my dear boy. My experiment has succeeded. The little girl's gone. Vanished. Right out of the world.
What have you done to her?
Sent her to... well, to another place.
What do you mean?
Well, I'll tell you all about it. Have you ever heard of my godmother, old Mrs. Le Fay?
Wasn't she a great aunt or something? My mother doesn't like to talk about her. Was there something wrong with her?
Well, it depends what you call wrong. People are so narrow-minded, that's why they shut her up.
In an asylum, you mean?
Oh, no, nothing of that sort. Only in prison.
Prison? What had she done?
Poor woman. She was very unwise. There were a good many different things. We needn't go into all of them now. She was always very kind to me.
But what's this have to do with Polly?
Well, a great deal. Right before she died, Mrs. Le Fay gave me a box that she kept in a secret drawer. The moment I picked up the box, I could tell by the tingling in my fingers that I held something wonderful in my hands. Of course, her intention was for me to destroy the box unopened. I promised her so she would allow me to keep it, but that promise I would not keep.
That was jolly rotten of you.
Rotten? Oh, I see. Oh, you mean that people ought to keep their promises? Oh, very true. Most right and proper, I'm sure. But you must understand that rules of that sort, however excellent for most people in general, can't possibly be expected to apply to profound students and great thinkers and sages. No, Diggory, men like me are freed from common rule.
All that means is that you think you can do anything you like to get anything you want.
Well, to the small-minded, I suppose it looks that way.
Will you tell me about Polly or not?
Oh, how you do harp on that, as if that was what mattered. Like I'm attempting to tell you a remarkable story, and you go on about the girl. Listen, my boy, it took me years to discover the truth about that box. Was it Greek, or Babylonian, or Hittite, or Chinese? No, it was older than any of those nations. Do you know where it came from? The lost island of Atlantis.
What?
That means it's older than any of that Stone Age rubbish they dig up in Europe. It goes back to a time of great cities and palaces and temples and learned men who understood magic.
Magic?
Oh, I've studied it, you know. Magic. I've had some devilish experiences. That's what turned my hair grey. One doesn't become a magician easily. My health broke down in the end. But I got better. And by then, I knew about the box, that it contained something that had been brought from another world when our world was just beginning. I don't mean another planet. I mean another world, another nature, another universe. Somewhere you could never reach, even if you traveled the space of our universe forever. It's a world that could be reached only by magic. And the contents of that box held magic. The dust of another world. Can you imagine it? Oh, I didn't touch the dust. I was too clever for that. But from it, I was able to make the rings. The yellow ones will send any creature that touches them into the other world. And I expect green ones will bring that creature back again. But how can I be certain? And how can I know what the other world was like? No matter how many guinea pigs I sent, they couldn't speak, even if they did somehow touch the green ring to come back. I needed someone to send who could go and then return to tell me what they'd experienced.
Well, why didn't you go yourself?
Me? Me? You must be mad. At my time of life, in my state of health, risk the shock and dangers of being flung into a different universe? Preposterous. Think what another world means. You might meet anything, anything.
And I suppose you've sent Polly into it then?
Yes.
All I can say, even if you are my uncle, is that you've behaved like a coward.
Oh.
Sending a girl to a place you're too afraid to go to yourself.
Silence! I will not be talked to like that by a little dirty schoolboy. No great wisdom can be reached without sacrifice. This is my experiment. Supposing I got killed, what would become of my life's work?
Oh, do stop jawing. Are you going to bring Polly back?
Well, I can't bring her back. She needs a green ring to return, and she doesn't have one.
Then she can't get back. It's exactly the same as if you'd murdered her.
She can get back if someone else will go after her, wearing a yellow ring himself and taking two green rings, one to bring himself back and one to bring her back.
Oh, so that's your game.
Oh, I hope, Diggory, that you won't be a coward, considering your lecture to me on the subject. I should be very sorry to think that anyone of our family hadn't enough honour and chivalry to go to the aid of, oh, a lady in distress.
No, shut up! If you had any honour and all that, you'd be going yourself. But I know you won't. All right. I see I've got to go. But you are a beast. You'll pay for this in the end. Your sort always do.
I think it'd be better for you to worry about your friend than about my sort. If there are any dangers over there, well, it would be a pity to arrive a moment too late.
A lot you care. But I'm sick of all your talking. What have I got to do?
Right. Well, you'll notice I'm wearing a pair of gloves. That's because the rings only work if they're actually touching bare skin. You see, if you carry one in your pocket, nothing happens. But of course, you have to be careful not to put your hand in your pocket and touch it by accident. The moment you touch a yellow ring, you vanish out of this world. When you're in the other place, I expect, though of course this hasn't been tested yet, that the moment you touch a green ring, you vanish out of that world and reappear in this. Now, take these two greens and drop them into your right-hand pocket. Remember very carefully which pocket the greens are in. G for green, R for right, G-R-G-R. You see, first two letters of green.
All right, I understand that much. What about the yellow ring?
Well, I would suggest you put that one on your finger so you won't lose it. Go on.
Wait a minute. What about my mother? Supposing she asks where I am?
The sooner you go, the sooner you'll be back.
But you don't really know whether I can get back.
Oh, very well then. Just as you please. Go down and have your dinner. Leave the little girl to whatever dangers await her in the other world. Oh, perhaps before tea time you'd better drop in on Mrs. Plummer and explain that she'll never see her daughter again because you were afraid to put on a ring.
Honestly, don't I just wish I was big enough to punch your head?
Go on, Diggory. Another world awaits you.
All right.
Diggory picked up the ring. And he thought then, as he always thought afterwards too, that he couldn't decently have done anything else.